Hello, I'm Doyle Davis, a servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to you to declare to you the gospel of Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:3-4 tell us the gospel, how that Jesus died by our sins according to the scripture. He was buried. He rose again the third day according to the scripture. That's the gospel of Jesus Christ. Kathy Bye is up with me this morning. She'll be reading, will be teaching out of the book of Romans, chapter 1. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Dad.
Let's turn to Romans 1. What verse are we going to?
Y'all covered yesterday pretty good, verse 20. So we're going to start with 21. Because that when they knew God, is that where you want to go?
Yeah, that'd be all right.
Okay.
Because, yeah, that's it. Right.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
All right.
Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened.
Read on to the word not convenient.
All right. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust toward one toward another. Men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient.
Amen. Thank you. I'm going to say, first of all, I've been teaching this Bible for 37 years publicly. But I learned years prior to that, about 7, to be a doer of the word, not a hearer only. I am a man that takes the Bible literal, just like it says. I have concordances, and I study the Greek and Hebrew through concordances, nothing else. Also have the interlinear Greek, Hebrew and Greek Testament, the Bible, actually. I've read that for years. I have not been to school studying Greek or anything else, but English. But I know how to read words, and I'm capable and competent in reading them, and I know that. So, If you wonder where I came from, God taught me. No man, no seminary, no Bible school, never sat at the feet of any man. Those I couldn't find one to sit at. They couldn't read right. They wouldn't. I know that sounds arrogant, but I don't care what you think. God leads my life, and I praise him for it. So that word convenient, notice it's not convenient.
Amen.
Not convenient.
Amen.
That because when they knew God, they did not glorify him as God and were not thankful.
Amen.
And God then turned them over. Is that right? What is that?
Yes.
Turned them over to do things that are not convenient.
Amen.
Now, that word convenient is fit. but it's not fit. You follow me? They do things that are not fit, not convenient. You need to see that. And that whole list of things are not fit to do. They're not convenient. You need to understand that. God means what he says.
Amen.
His word is exact. Exact. It means just what he says it says.
Amen.
God does not speak in deceit.
He gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient.
That's what I thought.
Yes.
It was a reprobate mind.
Yes, I'll make sure I let you know what it said.
Well, I want to be sure.
Amen.
I'm not handicapped.
No.
I refuse to complain.
No.
We get along well. Thank God. Hallelujah. Amen.
I know you like it to be like it says.
I want it just like it says.
Exactly.
And that's why I have, well, I can't read it now. I can't see with my eyes. But first, he gave you over to a reprobate mind before you started doing these things. And you want to know why? Because when you knew God,
Amen.
You did not glorify him as God, and you were not thankful.
Amen.
Now, I want to tell you something, folks. Lying at the feet of every preacher in the world will be giving account for every idle word that you spoke to people, to a congregation, to crowds. Everyone, that's Matthew 12, you'll give account. And let me tell you, when you speak idle words, when you go somewhere God didn't send you, and you stand before a stadium of 100,000 or 1,000,000, and you speak, and God didn't send you, they're idle words, and you'll give account for every one of them. The one of the real blessings of my life is I have fear of God.
Amen.
Fear of God. And I would not go preaching until God sent me. And that wisdom in me. I recall back in the 70s, I said to the Lord, here is my position. I will never go any place to speak unless you send me. I'll never go where I'm invited unless you tell me to accept the invitation, then I'll go. And I'll not speak intentionally any word or words that you don't bring through my heart by the Spirit. And then you are responsible for my going,
Amen.
For my life. That's the way I live.
Amen.
I was 37 when I sold my veterinary hospital and practice. And I started teaching the Bible in my home because God told me to. The first Bible study I had, I scheduled on a Thursday night, and I said, if y'all will come, they'd ask me to teach the Bible. Some people have, in my home. I said, if you'll come on Thursday night, will see what God wants. We'll have coffee, tea, water, cookies, something, some refreshment. See what God does. And they came that Thursday night after an hour, said, come back next Thursday night.
Amen.
And I'll start teaching. Look, a person that just bows their neck and has to teach or preach, you got a demon. You need to cast out. Now, so, anything that you do, or I do, must glorify God. Yesterday's broadcast, we talked to John 15, verse 8, bringing forth fruit, glorifies God. Right now, I want Kathy to go to Romans chapter 4, where God calls those things that are not as though they were. And then Paul starts writing there about Abraham.
Amen. Verse 17, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him who he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God.
Whoa, right there. Stagger not in unbelief. No, not at all. But he did what?
He was strong in faith, giving glory to God.
You see that? Strong faith glorifies God.
Amen.
Strong faith glorifies God. Galatians 5:6 says, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision availeth anything, but faith which worketh by love. 2 John 6 says, this is love, that you keep his commandments. That would be the words of Jesus. That was a doctrine of the Father.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God. Thank you. I will tell you this. There is much opposition against Roman being taught like I'm teaching them now.
Amen.
Much. But I'm up to it. I have confidence. I have 3 women up here that reads for me. And I have confidence we can do it. And I'll tell you why. Because I know it's God that we do it.
Amen.
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 So, glory to God. Let's finish that.
All right. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was also able to perform.
Amen.
And therefore, it was imputed to him for righteousness. You want me to go on?
Sure.
All right. Now, it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also, to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification.
Amen. We're not going to amplify any of this at the moment. We'll be teaching this in a few weeks. But I wanted to show you, strong faith glorifies God.
Amen.
Strong faith. And you say, well, I'm just weak in faith. Well, that's too bad. You ought not to be going above your faith. See, I learned a long time ago not to prophesy above your faith, not to ask for things above your faith, but ask in faith, never nothing wavering. Now, you won't find these teachings anywhere except here and those that have listened to me and teach what I've taught them. By the Spirit of God, it's Jesus in me that's the teacher. It's not me. This is just a body crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life I live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Thank God. You know what I just saw? Those two Jersey cows with large udders full of milk.
Amen.
Just right then, as I was speaking that. Glory. God does encourage me. All right. Strong faith glorifies God.
Amen.
So, and God is the one that authors and finishes your faith.
Amen.
You can't just go out and do what you want to. It is God that authors and finishes your faith. Actually, it's Jesus. Hebrews chapter 12.
Amen.
Amen. No, Jesus is not God.
Amen.
Jesus was God. But now he's a man been raised from the dead and a mediator between God and man. You find that in 1 Timothy chapter 2.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So, I'm getting stronger.
Amen.
I've been battling this spirit, but I'm up to it. Thank God. Thank God. Did not, when they knew God, they did not glorify him as God. Now, next, what does it say?
Do you want to go after convenient?
Huh?
Do you want to start after which are not convenient?
Oh, no.
Okay. Because that when they knew God,
right,
they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful,
right,
but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened.
See, that's what happened. There's a whole group of them that got my tapes free. I gave thousands of tapes away, thousands of them. Thank God. Free of charge. Sent them, a lot of them, to Africa, other areas of the world.
Amen.
Never charged one penny more. Paid the postage and everything. And you've heard all of this. Thank God. You've been taught. But guess what? You didn't believe it. When you knew God, you know when you knew God? When you met Jesus and he came into your heart, that day you knew who he was. He revealed himself to you. When you believed the gospel, Jesus revealed himself to you and you knew him. But you ran off and did your own thing instead of doing what the word says. Take up your cross daily and follow him. You see, I, without any hesitation, tell you that in my ministry, during all these years that I've given away free tapes, I've also taught you what to do and not to go anywhere until you knew how to walk.
Absolutely.
Take up your cross daily and follow Jesus. Religion is a bunch of people that go out begging. Manipulators is what they are. Thank God. And they've got a day coming that they're going to be judged by that man, Jesus Christ, the standard. God's the only one that knows your judgment. I don't. Hallelujah. So, they were not now thankful. Not thankful. When they knew God,
Amen,
they didn't thank God.
Amen.
They didn't thank God that he wouldn't let them go do what they want to do. You know, I was a member of American Association of Equine Practitioners. I joined it in 1961. in the fall, my fourth year of veterinary school. And I joined that year. I went to Fort Worth from Columbia, Missouri to a meeting. And I knew I was going to be an equine practitioner, so I joined the association then in 61. In 1976, I believe it was, they had an American Association of Equine Practitioners meeting in Dallas, and I went. I went to that meeting, and you know, I was bored. That was the driest bunch of talk I'd ever heard. I walked around during the lunch through all the book sales, new stuff, looked it over. At 1 o'clock, I said, "Lord, I'm finished with this. I cannot attend another one of these things." How did I know? Why? It wasn't even any joy. I wondered how in the world I used to sit in those meetings. And listen to those speakers with the lights down at the level of the table. Everything else was dark. The screen was dark only to see the words with a pointer and speaking in hushed tones, reverencing what we were doing. It was sick. Sick, sick, sick. Thank God. I never went back. And I was grateful to have overcome it. Amen. So, God will let you go. Once, maybe more, till you see how sick you are. Amen. But thankful. Have to be thankful.
Amen.
And I got to where I could thank God that I was being delivered from that stuff.
Amen.
I wanted out in the most dire way I could get out. I thought, "Lord, get me out of this mess." That I went after, that I thought would be so great. Oh, I had a lot of success, a whole lot of it. A lot of applause, a lot of praise of man, which is nothing. I got to where I hated it. God brought me out of it. You'll have to be the same way. And I'm telling you, you'll have to thank God to get you out.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God to deliver you, to get you out.
We're at 6 minutes.
Six minutes?
Yes.
Very good. Amen. Well, let me just say this. The way into sin is a lot easier than coming back from sin.
Amen.
Because when you come back, you'll have to acknowledge the sin that you're presently in. And then you can come back a step. And there's another sin. And that there's another sin. And there's another sin. And another sin. I tell you, it's not fun. But it's God's love to deliver us. We have a song by Terry Brown.
Is your mind confused and cluttered? shattered. Life has your back against the wall. Mercy's been there in the shadows. Your heart won't let him in at all. There's a cross of pain where Jesus bore the burden of your sin. A place where dying deep inside, new life wells up again. He wants to ease your pain, eternal life you'll gain. He's standing by your door, that's what the cross is for. Oh my friend, I've been where you are, lost in that cold and lonely place. Your mind is filled with such despair, pain is etched upon your face. Listen to the answer, it's the cross you'll find. Jesus there, it's true. Oh, I too was lost, I've been set free. He'll do the same for you. He wants to ease your pain, eternal life you'll gain. He's standing by your door, that's what the cross is for. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Give you thanks and praise and worship your holy name. Thank God. Jesus believes your pain, eternal life you'll gain. He's standing by your door, that's what the cross is for. Your heart he will restore, that's what the cross is for. What the cross is for.
At the beginning of this program, we taught you the gospel. We spoke the words. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 3 and 4. How? That Jesus died for our sins, according to the scripture. He was buried. He rose again the third day, according to the scripture. That is the gospel. There are no others. That's it. You believe that in your heart, and you're saved. You're born again. And then you can walk on, taking up your cross daily, following Jesus, listening to his voice. If you believe that in your heart, write or email me, gospel@noeldavidson.com.
We invite you to visit Water of Light Church at 1621 18th Street in Plano, Texas. Or for further information, call area code 972-578-8082. That's 972-578-8082. Or write Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. That's Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. This program was paid for by Water of Life Church.